Hi, my name is Dr. Ivan Poon. I work at La Trobe University. I'm a cell biologist. My big fat idea is to understand how cells die so that we can better live. In adults, approximately 50 billion cells actually die every day. My team is trying to understand how cells break apart when they die. Now, we actually don't know much about how cells actually die or undergo various changes when they die. To understand cell death, we can potentially develop new treatment for diseases that are associated with cell death, such as during a viral infection. Recently, we were studying a type of white blood cells called a monocyte, and we were able to capture how these cells die by some high-power microscopy. We actually look at how cells die over time, and through this, we were able to discover a new step of cell death. We are the first in the world to actually capture how cells die in this particular way. And through this process, we're able to discover a new step. Imagine a cell is like a high-rise building. We want to actually demolish the building. And how does that process actually work? So here we're looking at some white blood cells dying in our culture. And here's the cells that I'm actually focusing on that's going to die over time. When cells die, they actually undergo a number of different shape changes, circular bulges that actually happens here called blebs. And then what we discover is that the cells actually form all this beaded protrusion that eventually fragment to actually generate small fragments of dying cells. The significance of this research is because, for example, during a viral infection, when cells get infected and then die, the viruses could potentially hide inside this beaded structure, and then when it undergo fragmentation, it can help the virus to spread in the body. Alternatively, this can be a way for the immune system to actually detect the viruses. If we actually understand how this process is working, we can potentially develop new treatment for example, to treat viral infection. And in fact, we actually have discovered drugs that can either promote or inhibit this process. And therefore, if we understand this process, we can have new treatment for diseases. It's the frontier bit that actually interests me, that no one actually knows much about this work. So it's like discovering a whole new world. When I first saw the video, I was absolutely amazed because cell death has been studying for the last more than 50 years, and no one actually ever described this process. And the reason why is not many people like to just capture videos of how cells actually die. When I first saw it, it's just amazing. Eureka, we discovered a new process. Discovery like this is actually quite rare. So what we did is actually discover a completely new process. And given that this process may be important for a number of different diseases, therefore, understanding how this process works and actually able to manipulate how this process works to actually lead to new treatment for a variety of different diseases. The reason why I'm so excited about this field is because nothing has been known a lot about how cells die. So therefore, everything that we discover is pretty much new. So therefore, you know, always get excited to see what's happening and you know, how the body actually works, and a new discovery every day. And we see students so excited, and we get excited as well. So my dream, say in 15 years time, I would hope that we have drugs that can actually target this process. And by targeting this process, we can have new treatment for say viral infection, cancer, or autoimmunity.